Testimony for the Church. Number 32. Note to the Reader. While the closing chapters of the fourth volume of The Great Controversy were being prepared for the press, it was found that 400 pages, the size of the first three volumes, would not admit all the matter. By making Volume 4 100 pages larger than was at first intended, the main points of the history were all admitted, but some chapters of warning and exhortation to our people were left to be printed in the testimonies, and will be found in the closing articles of this number. Most of the matter contained in the first 64 pages of this testimony was written in 1880 and read to the persons addressed. On a subsequent visit to these conferences, it appeared that the errors reproved in these testimonies had had a lasting influence to hinder the growth of the conferences. Additional warnings were given, and these, with those written 4 years before, were read to some of the leading brethren. The fact that all in these conferences need the benefit of the testimony, and that the cause of truth in other conferences is crippled and hindered by the same wrongs, leads to its publication in this number. In the reproofs and advice given to individuals, and in the warnings and counsels of the other portions of this testimony, there is instruction for all. In many cases, the persons addressed in these epistles have made a radical change in life and are striving to correct past wrongs. It is hoped that a prayerful reading of these pages will save many from committing the same errors. All who are laboring for the advancement and spread of the truth will be especially interested in the articles on the management and support of missions and the canvassing and publishing work. In former numbers of the printed testimonies, blanks or initials were generally used for the names of persons addressed. In this number, the letters of the alphabet, beginning with A, are used instead. Testimony for the Church, Number 32.